You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. For those in New York City, I encourage you to get on an airplane, if you can find one taking off today, and come to Dallas, Texas. Why Dallas, Texas? It's 75 degrees. Now, I need to tell you something, though, and warn you, in the interest of fair disclosure, we have a phrase in Texas. If you don't like the weather, just stay around a couple of days. Let me give you an example. Last week, I was wearing layers of clothing and my best coat because it was in the 20s and 30 degrees. However, this week, I'm not wearing a sweater. I have a light jacket, and that's really overkill because it's when it's 75, I could easily be wearing short sleeve shirts. But why do I wear a jacket? Because temperatures change. And by this evening, it'll probably be in the 50s. And that's something you need to understand. One of the leading climatologists, Professor Lindzen at MIT, makes a point when he's discussing climate change, and it's something that I think we all need to remember. He points out that every day you can go to your local paper, and for those in New York City, I suggest you go to your local paper, assuming you're still reading the paper, and they will tell you for the past day what was the high, what was the low. And typically you'll get a spread of anywhere from 10 to 15 degrees to as many as 30 to 40 degrees, depending on the weather, because the weather does change. It changes daily from daytime to nighttime. The same thing is true with climate change, although climate changes over decades, so it's very hard to perceive what the changes are. And that's the problem, because much of the scare tactics today of the alarmists, the ones that are concerned about climate change and man is the cause, what they don't tell you, because I think most of them don't even bother to understand the science, is it's based on man-made, climate models, computer models. And there's a problem with those computer models. They make forecasts or projections, and they're going out decades, and they give the same thing, a low range or limit and a high range. And there's several different climate models, but it's a very wide range, and you have a problem with the climate models. If you compare what the climate models in the past have projected out as to what the temperature should be on this planet, you will find that for most years, the actual temperatures were below the lowest estimate of what the temperatures would be. In other words, the climate models, and the saying in computer science is garbage in, garbage out. The climate models simply cannot explain reality. And these are what the left, the Looney Tune left, is saying we should change our economy, change our behavior. No, I say no, adapt. In other words, if it's too hot, take your clothes off or go inside and turn the air conditioning on. And if it's too cold, put on more clothes and turn up the heat. And to do that, we need electricity. And to power our electrical plants, we need coal, we need natural gas. But the left says, no, we can't do that. We would increase our carbon dioxide emissions. Terrific. You see, my greatest fear is not global warming. It's global cooling. Because like I said on yesterday's show, if you look at various periods of time, whether it's hundreds of millions of years or hundreds of thousands of years or the last 10, 20,000 years, what do you see? Temperature fluctuations, climate change throughout. And there have been long periods called ice ages or periods of glaciation where much of the earth has been covered with ice, very thick ice, because the earth and the climate is cold, followed by brief periods, brief being 10,000 plus years of warming called the interglacial periods. Now, there's a lot of variability of those numbers, and they're largely based on ice core data, but that's not in dispute in the sense that most scientists agree with this. What most scientists don't agree with, that there's a consensus that man is the cause of climate change. That's rubbish. That's a hoax. Why is it a hoax? There are many causes of climate change. Many, many causes of climate change. The leading one is changes in the activity of the sun. But you also have volcanoes, eruptions. You also have changes in the orbit of the planet and the tilt on its axis of the planet. And those are some of the major ones. It's not that man may have a small impact on climate. I believe it does. But it's so small, it's virtually irrelevant. And that's the key point. These so-called climate models are wrong. And they've been proven wrong time and time again. Yet the true believers, and we have many, and they're usually on the left, have an agenda. They want to cripple the capitalist system that brings us our high standards of living. That's what they're about, ladies and gentlemen. They hate America. They hate capitalism. They're mainly socialists, communists, lefties that want to wreck the standard of living in the United States. They want to increase your electric bills, the price of your gasoline. That's what they're about. And the American people are waking up. And they're really laughing at these lefties. We have a Secretary of State that thinks climate change is the biggest threat to the planet. The planet can take care of itself. The biggest threat are lefties trying to wreck this economy. Now, what does this have to do with the snow job in New York City? What happened? I'm not surprised. As a matter of fact, I made this point in yesterday's show because I lived on Long Island and I had a clean sidewalks with 1, 2, 3 feet of snow when I was a kid. And I learned then that weather forecasts are not accurate. They're certainly not accurate to the nearest mile because they were off about 50 miles plus. And when that happens is, instead of getting 2 feet plus, New York primarily got, New York City, for example, got less than a foot. And on Western Long Island, they got a foot. Now, if you go further out on the island, which sticks into the Atlantic Ocean, guess what? The level or the footage or number of inches that fell got up, went higher and higher. What really got dumped on was Boston and New England, Maine and Massachusetts. You see, weather forecasting is also based on models, man-made models. It's an art. It's not a science. It's an art. And they are wrong. As a matter of fact, I won't say it's a 50-50 proposition, but they're wrong a lot. So you have to take a weather forecast with a grain of salt. I always say, go outside and see what the weather is. Look up in the sky and see, is it windy? Are the clouds moving? Use your own eyes. I was listening to the radio late last night, and one of the talk show hosts was having people calling in saying, what's the weather wherever you're at? And one gentleman called in from a suburb in Philadelphia, and he says, we're not seeing the snow that's been predicted. You know, we have less than a foot. Now, the host said, well, it's still snowing? Yeah, it's still snowing, but I don't think it's going to get much higher. Well, wait till the morning. Well, Philadelphia did not get 2 or 3 feet that they were expecting. Now, there's something to be learned here. The people that are trying to panic you largely are progressives. We have them in the Democratic Party, and we have them in the Republican Party. Now, I'm for always trying to be on the safe side. In other words, hope for the best, but plan for the worst. But I don't believe you should scare people. And unfortunately, I think that's what the mayor of New York was doing, Bill Blasio, as well as Cuomo, the governor, as well as the governor of New Jersey. Now, they were relying on weather forecast, but they were panicking people. And I lived in New York for many, many years, was born there, went to school there, went to college there, and rode the subways from the Bronx to downtown Manhattan, Washington Square, and back almost every day. The subways were never closed. Rain, sleet, snow. I should say with one qualifier. Except when the unions went on strike. Then they were shut down. Because I can remember one time I was going to college, I'm probably dating myself, and the unions went on strike. And I had been visiting my parents over the weekend or the holiday and had to get back. Well, I had to get to a class, and it was up in the air whether or not the subways would be running. So I took a bus from New Jersey into the Port of Authority and then proceeded to walk down, I think it was Fifth Avenue, walk down to Washington Square to make a class. And I'm trying to think how I got to the Bronx. I think either I went home to New Jersey or, because it was sort of 50-50 chance whether they were going to start the subways again. And then I had to go back to the either, and I forget what I did. I'm pretty sure the subways were turned on and I got to the Bronx. You see, people rely and depend on the government, and that is their mistake. Don't depend on the government. If you do, you're going to get burned. I was sort of amazed seeing what this mayor was doing. One, shutting down the subways because people rely on the subways to get home, especially if you live in New York. There was no need to do that. You should see what's happening in the real world. Yeah, if it becomes dangerous enough, close them down. But it never became that dangerous. There was no reason to do what the mayor did. He panicked. He was scaremongering, and he did a good job of it. Now, urging people to leave work early and consider whether or not to go to work in the morning, okay. But don't shut down the roads and the subways, because people have to get home. You know, whether they're driving to work or using the subways or using buses, they need to get back and forth from work as well as college. And when the city and the state overreacts, and that's what they did, they overreact, and I am criticizing them. I think individuals, businesses, should make the decisions for themselves. They're perfectly capable of doing that. But our elitist, our political establishment elitist of both parties think they know best. They're smarter than you. And they will tell you what to do. You can't use the subways because we're closing them down. You can't be driving after 11 o'clock or you're going to get a $300 ticket. How dare they? How dare they? And yes, it is dangerous to drive in snow. I've done it in worse conditions than what New York City saw. They had less than a foot of snow. And it stops and it melts. And it gets dirty, and it's messy, and you better wear your boots or rubbers or whatever, because your feet are going to get wet if you just wear your shoes. But that's what people do. They adapt to bad weather, and that's exactly what they should do should the climate change. That is the right strategy. Not trying to panic people and not trying to destroy our free market capitalism system. Because that's what these leftists are about. They have a jaundiced view of what businesses are. Businesses create wealth, income, and jobs. They employ people. And many businesses in New York and New Jersey were impacted when the city and the state, for all practical purposes, shut down the transportation system. And that meant a loss of income, a loss of business for thousands, tens of thousands of businesses. It also is going to cost you and me. How? Over 7,700 flights were canceled going in and out of New York City. Now imagine you have a business trip that you plan to leave today or tomorrow. What's going to happen? Well, if the airliners couldn't fly into New York City or Newark, they now have to position those jet airliners at the appropriate airports, and that means flying planes in that are largely either totally empty or have very few people in them. It's going to cost them money. Why? Because you can't leave from New York City if the plane that was scheduled to be there tomorrow couldn't fly in. So that's a problem. So a lot of business was not done because we had panicking politicians. Now you can say, well, they relied on a weather forecast. Did they study the forecast? Did they knew what questions to ask? No. They depended on experts. And that's the problem. The experts get it wrong. The experts' models are not perfect. They're not even that accurate. See, most of the time, a village idiot could predict the weather, especially in Texas. In August, in Texas, it's hot. It's sunny and hot, usually in the 90s and 100s. And occasionally, we have a front move in and we have thunderstorms. But it's rare. That's why we say in Texas, if you don't like the weather, just stick around. It'll change. Just like it changed in the East Coast, the Northeast. The snowstorm moved just a little further east. And as a result, Philadelphia, New Jersey, much of Long Island was not hit with 2 or 3 feet of snow. However, Boston and New England were. So weather forecasting is an art. They don't always get it right, and they sometimes get it wrong. But you shouldn't rely on the government or depend on them, because they grossly got it wrong yesterday. They were shutting down and planning to shut down before the snow was even falling. They were panicking. Now, I don't like to criticize people for warning people that it could have happened, but they didn't have certainty on this. There's always going to be a range. Had they bartered the check, it was in the forecast, it could move further east. And if it did, you would get less snow. And that's exactly what happened. And the states that were further north, such as Massachusetts, parts of Connecticut, got dumped on, as did Maine, New Hampshire. The skiing must be good, I hope, in New Hampshire. It might take you a while to get up there, and hopefully you won't get a ticket. What's the lesson learned here? What is the takeaway? Both weather and climates change. That's common sense. Not hard to understand. The only constant is change. Change, change, change. And it's been going on for thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions, billions of years. And the way man responds to that change up to now is to adapt. And what that means is either put on more clothes or take off your clothes. Either increase the heat in your house or increase your air conditioning, depending on what the weather is. The answer is not reducing carbon emissions. Carbon dioxide is a trace gas, less than 400 parts per million. But it's a yes, it's a greenhouse gas. But man's impact on carbon dioxide emissions is around 7%. There are a lot of other sources of carbon dioxide, one being the oceans. As temperatures rise, carbon dioxide is released from our oceans. And roughly two-thirds of the planet is covered. Really, I think it's closer to 70% of the planet is covered by oceans. And when the temperature falls, what happens? Yes, the carbon dioxide goes back into the oceans. You see, temperature changes, for many causes, the big one being the sun, is the major driver of changing carbon dioxide emission. It's not the other way. So man-made global warming is a fraud. It's based on flawed pewter models that do not predict well precipitation, such as rain and snow, and do not predict well cloud formation. Why? They simply don't understand it. That's why if you look and compare what the climate models have been predicting and reality, you will find they are usually by a wide margin wrong, both on the high and low side, because the reality is below their lowest estimates and their number of models. That's why I can't get very excited or panicked or alarmed by these people that don't know the science, don't know the models, but are trying to ruin the economy. We need electrical power to power our computers, heat our homes, air condition our homes, light our homes, as well as businesses. And that requires the use of fuels such as coal, nuclear power, natural gas, and petroleum. Yet if you would believe these lefties, these lying leftist lunatics, we should wreck our economy, up the price of gasoline, up the price of electricity to save the planet by reducing our carbon emissions. Down that path is ruined for the simple reason other nations such as China, India, are not going to follow our lead. They are building coal-powered electrical plants every day, as well as nuclear. They need it because they have over a billion people, and they need to develop their economies and grow their economies, and that requires electrical energy as well as energy to power vehicles, mainly gasoline. So don't fall for either of these bogus climate models that really are worthless. You can play with them, and there are people that love to play with them. The problem is, if reality differs from what the model is predicting, what should change is the model. Reality is not going to change. And that's what happened in New York City yesterday. Reality, namely the weather, moved on further east. And as a result, the weather forecast for New York, much of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, were simply wrong. Man makes mistakes all the time. And you have to roll with the punches, flow with it. I'm looking at the clock. I need to wrap it up. The takeaways are really two. Climate and weather changes, and don't believe the forecasts, because many times the models are fundamentally flawed. I didn't say earlier, but I should have said it. If you're a first-time listener, the way you listen to this show is to go to pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops, pronkpops.wordpress.com. And at the very top, you'll have links to my most recent 60 to 80 shows. At the very bottom, you will have links to all my shows. But in between, you will have my show notes that consist of articles, YouTube videos, links, as well as cartoons and photographs. With that, let me wrap up the show with America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College.